What's up, y'all? It's your girl Red, and I'm back for a late night pillow talk, venting, whatever you want to call it. It is what it is. So, I just thought I'd hop on here and let you guys know I'm good, I'm doing well. It was a long day at work, so my body is sore. And if anybody have any advice, please let me know, like, in the questionnaire, especially if you're on Spotify. I work from home and I do, like, you know, computer things. And this just started happening to me. Like, I'm doing a little bit more work now and more typing, and it's starting to wear me down. Like, I'm sitting for long hours, and I'm the type of person, like, I like to knock things out, and, like, I'll work on my break, I'll work on my lunch. Like, I didn't work on my lunch, but I did work on my break a little bit, and it was just like, I needed to take a step away, and I need to start walking around and just taking a step away. So I'm going to try to just take a step away, because I got everything caught up today, and I like to be caught up on everything. That's just who I am. I just hate being behind on anything, so I literally would do what I have to do. But it's just gonna be a long wait for me, because I work overtime. I gotta clock in at 8 a.m. Friday, so getting a couple hours overtime in. But when I say my body is sore, my butt is sore, my neck is sore, my back is getting worse, like it hurts, and it sometimes has like a burning feeling sometimes when I'm sitting down. And then my legs are sore, like everything hurts. My wrist is sore, like, I don't know, it just started happening. And I'm not trying to have a job where it's just wearing me down. Like, that's not the goal. Like, it's just not it. Like, I can't do it. I already have, like, a health condition, neurological, whatever they call it, nerve condition. So I just, it's just a lot. Like, it's a lot. And it was so rough. Like, I was getting stopped trying to take care of my stuff and then trying to help other people. It's just a lot. So it was definitely a lot to deal with. But yeah, that's that. And if you didn't listen to my podcast, you now know that I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. So the Bengals are, baby, the playoffs again. They are going to play Kansas City again, the Chiefs, this Sunday. So I'm excited to see that. Super, super excited. And I really pray that we go back to the Super Bowl. I just feel like, I think it's going to be the Bengals versus the Eagles, like, honestly. But the Eagles are really good, so I don't know. But I really feel like the Bengals been working their asses off for so long. And I feel like we have, like, this new, better and improved team. That we have, like, what it takes to go to the Super Bowl. Not to just go to the Super Bowl, but to just win as well. Not just go, but win. I really pray that they get the opportunity to win. So yeah, I'm very excited about that this weekend. I normally get, like, some wings and, you know, things like that. I don't know. I know my best friend is coming, so what time do that game start? Hold on, y'all. I gotta check. Start at 6:30. Hold on. And I think my best friend will actually be here. And I know she don't want to watch it. Let me put in my calendar so I won't forget. She'll probably just be coming over. But yeah, I just been basically just working. That's about it. Just maintaining, basically. It's a lot going on. And it's a struggle as well. So I just want to tune in. I did an episode, but I didn't really like it. It was too long, so I just went ahead and deleted it. So I just wanted to let you guys know I'm doing good. a lot has been happening, a lot of family drama, a lot of things, but I can honestly say I made a snap last year. I'm actually gonna read it. And I'm just looking at my memories. Last year was around this time. Last year, a year ago, it was a struggle. I said since 12/8/2001. I'm sorry, since 12/8/2021, my life has been a roller coaster. I try to stay so strong, but to know they have to go back to my husband for another biopsy stresses me out. We have been going through hell and back. I'm so tired. I don't understand. I don't get life. We've been through so much. Now this, like, when will it stop? So, just to speak on that, last year, was a lot, and they want to do a checkup. He was supposed to do a checkup on the cancer part again. He was supposed to do that. last May, and he missed that appointment. So he actually went and got his yearly checkup and got everything checked. And basically, the cholesterol's high, sugar's a little high, and the doctor want him to go back since he missed the appointment in May, and they need to check out his lungs again and check out the lymph nodes again. I'm just like, I don't know about that. We're going through so much as it is. Like, we don't need more on top of our plate. And we have a family member that's, you know, their cancer has spread it. So it's been a lot. And I can honestly say when I wrote that, it's better now than it was last year so far. Knock on wood. Because it's still crazy. Financially, it's been hard, but we've been maintaining. We have a roof over our head. Rent has been crazy, and it's been a relief to finally be on time with rent, you know, getting back on track with that. So I'm blessed. We're blessed. We still have a roof over our head. We still have food. We still get help, you know, people help us from the, even, we don't even ask for help, and my in-laws help us, so I'm very blessed for that. Still being able to work and getting paid every week, and then having his income definitely helps. But we're still going through the roller coaster. We're still going through trials, you know, and tribulations, and just, oh my goodness, it's been crazy. Like, on Friday the 13th, he slid into somebody's car and hit their car, damaged his car. So his car is actually in a shop getting fixed on. I don't know how long it's going to take. But you got to think, like, before that, he just had his car in the shop again because he went into a ditch. And they fixed it. He had to pay $500 of his deductible. Okay, boom. Now, we're in the same situation, you know. Just luckily, the car accident, nobody was hurt. We're blessed for that. And you know, we're blessed to be able to continue with our life instead of going to a damn courtroom or something. So, blessed for that. A car is a car. At the end of the day, it was very hard on him because he never been in a car accident. You know, that was his fault. And, you know, I didn't try to calm him down. And I said, a car is a car. You got insurance. It's going to get fixed. That's the good part. Luckily, nobody was in a car. I got hurt. And that's the blessing. You have to think about the positive. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Focus on your vehicle. Focus on your bills. I'm going to focus on rent. I'm going to hold the shit down. Period. Like, that's just the kind of person I am. Like, me, personally, I'm going to hold shit down. And that's just period. Like, I'm going to do what I got to do. And that's what I'm doing. So, it is what it is. Been through a lot. You know, but the moral of the story is, eventually it will get better. You will see the light at the end of the tunnel. And that's what I'm waiting on. That light. Because nobody said life would be easy. Like, where did you see in the Bible, or where did you see in writing that life is going to be easy? It's not. Like, I always wanted to be grown and be an adult. Now when you're an adult, now I'm an adult, I'm like, damn, I wish I was a teenager again, because the shit, like, you really, you know, when our parents tell us something, they are just trying to look out for us because they don't want us to make the same mistakes that they made, period. But yeah, I'm trying to get my life together, honestly, trying to get focused. I might go to Vegas at the end of March, early April. I'm still debating on that trip. I actually got a grant. So with my health condition, they were doing grants for people who really can't afford, like, the traveling expenses. I do have to pay for everything up front. But the good thing is, there's going to be a conference there. And I get to attend the conference. The conference is $225 fee, but the fee is waived. And then when I get there, they're going to give me a $600 Visa card. So that's like spending money. So even though I'm paying everything up front, like, getting $600 back is pretty cool to me. And if I don't do this now, I'm never going to go to Vegas. And Vegas has been on my bucket list. Like, me and my husband always want to go to Vegas. I've never been. And I just want to go. But, it's stressing me out. If it was a little bit further out, I knew it was coming. But I didn't know until, like, last week that I got accepted for the grant. So, you know, when you've been waiting and waiting, and you don't know, like, I didn't know I was gonna, you know, I feel like they should have figured out the grants a little bit late last year or something like that, so I could have prepared for it, because I still have to pay. Like, y'all not giving me the money up front, so I still gotta pay for flights. I still have to pay, the hotel is discounted, but I still have to pay for that stuff. And even though the hotel is discounted, you still gotta put your first night down. Like, it's not cookies and motherfucking cream, you know what I'm saying? So I still gotta come out of my pocket, and not only that, I still gotta come my money out of my pocket if I want to go somewhere. You feel what I'm saying? If I want to do something, like, even though y'all giving me $600, I'm not gonna have the money right then and there in my pocket. You feel me? So and it's a resort, so everything is there. I don't really need to go nowhere. But I do want to, like, I would like to explore, but it's not that big of a deal to me, you feel me? So, it is what it is, but Like, I'm not really tripping. Like, my husband, he can go do what he want to do. But it is what it is. I don't know yet, but it's on my list. And then I have a new neurologist that I'm supposed to be talking to later on this week that is actually up near Columbus. So I might have to go to Columbus in March. So it's a lot going on, y'all, that I have to take care of. I have my yearly checkup as well on the 17th. So it's a lot going on these next few weeks. I'm chilling with my best friend this weekend. She coming over. We normally just catch up, have a girl's day, and just catch up, talk, drink. I mean, talk, eat, and drink, just whatever. And then that's all I know for Sunday. But my nephew's birthday was actually on Tuesday, so I don't know. Nobody has said any plans, but I probably won't be attending if it is any plans, because my priorities and everything come first. Period. Point blank. So, I don't know. This, my time is just frozen on this recording, so hopefully it's recording. But anyway, yeah, Valentine's Day is coming up and all of that. But one thing I didn't want to say, I think I'm going to bring it up in another podcast or another episode, is I'll bring it up in another episode. But y'all stay safe, y'all stay positive, and I'm out.